For the second year in a row, the Super Bowl was won by a team playing at home. The Los Angeles Rams defeated the Cincinnati Bengals last night to win the team's first Super Bowl since moving back to the West Coast. NPR's Nathan Rott reports from Los Angeles.
Unofficial fireworks filled the air over Inglewood and the newly minted SoFi Stadium after the Rams come from behind win. Fans streamed from the $5.5 billion sports complex, whooping and chanting for one of their two new professional football franchises.
Rams out! Who's out? Rams out! Welcome to L.A.! Welcome to L.A.!
Omar Hernandez is an L.A. native who's lived in Inglewood for the last 9 years.
I see the whole gentrification, all that. You know what? I don't like the stadium, tell you the truth. But you know what, bro? This one right here feels sweet, bro. It feels sweet.
It's been a long time coming for Los Angeles football fans. The nation's second largest city spent 2 decades without a team before the Rams moved back from St. Louis. They came into the Super Bowl 56 favored over the upstart Bengals, who got to the championship on a pair of game-winning field goals. But they were down late until, with a minute and 25 seconds remaining, quarterback Matthew Stafford connected with all-pro wide receiver Cooper Kupp.
Stafford from under center, steps back, throws the fade, back shoulder. Cooper Kupp's got it! Cooper Kupp brings it in! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, L.A.!
Kupp, who was selected the Super Bowl's most valuable player, gave post-game credit to the rest of his team.
They're team awards. You aren't a successful receiver without all the other 10 guys on the field doing their jobs.
Los Angeles hadn't won a Super Bowl in nearly 40 years, and to do it in a home stadium with South LA greats like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick Lamar playing the halftime show, well, take it as proof that LA still got it. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the DRE.